Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Anti-American sentiment is peaking at a time when Afghanistan's government had hoped to implement a plan today to get rid of private security companies. Cure International has a hospital in Kabul. Are the teams there sitting ducks for militant attacks? Cure International's Joel Worrell says,
I think that we're also very much seen as sort of a part of the community that we're serving.
The violence hasn't curtailed their ministry, but the teams are circumspect.
We're unashamed to talk about our faith, why we're there, but we're not proselytizing.
Next, a mysterious and terrifying disease is taking Uganda's children captive. Medical Teams International's Bas van der Zalm says children 5 to 15 are being struck with nodding disease.
The disease is called nodding disease because that's exactly what happens. Children have convulsions and they begin to nod. They are unable to eat.
Doctors don't know what's causing it, but 3,000 children have been affected. Many have died. Families have to provide 24-hour care for their sick kids. Medical Teams International is providing medication to quell the seizures. Pray people would find hope in Christ. And remember the last time you moved? Imagine your confusion if you added a new language and culture. Last year, over 56,000 refugees were in the same boat. Many came to the United States bewildered and shocked. Bethany Christian Services is helping refugees deal with those stresses as they adjust. The program links refugees with church co-sponsors, individual volunteers, and service providers. Pray for gospel opportunities. We have links to how you can help at our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Join HCJB Global on a journey of hope by praying for the people in North Africa and the Middle East, and a chance to win a free trip to Israel. Get your free 31-day prayer calendar to help you pray, and a link to the contest. Go to missionnetworknews.org and click on the link. I'm Greg Yoder.